Can you tell me about your experience of sand mongoels
and right.
How you came in contact with them?
Right, I've been on the street now for 20 years, going from place to place, still taking heroin, still taking crack.
And still supporting yourself being a...
Yeah, I was doing prostitution, plus I was begging like at a train station during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was sitting there one day outside Tottenham Hale train station begging, and what I used to do was I used to take my socks and shoes off and walk in puddles and make my feet look really dirty. So people used to think I never had no shoes. So where it was, Tottenham Hale is quite like a rich area, because like you used to have the Stansted Express train come through, so people were going on holiday and coming back, like foreigners. So like they'd come and they'd say, oh look, the girl's got no shoes, give me £20, £30, even go and buy me shoes, and it worked, and I was getting my money during the day from that. That's when I stopped doing prostitution, because I was making enough money begging.
So you realised...
So I realised this was better, yeah, and I wasn't going to have to go and fuck men, do you know what I mean? I knew that I could just do it by just sitting there.